Raptors got absolutely cooked by the Sacramento Kings. And some footage and actually some audio came out from the game that nobody heard over the live broadcast that just came out onto the news, just got through the police scanner, and I got it here. I got it right here for all of you Raptor fans. Here is some audio from last night's game. Welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor Podcast. Look out, duck, duck, and run. They're shooting, they're shooting, they're shooting. And
they love to keep firing.
El Hoopo, H-O-O-P-O, and Mr. Max Profit, you better pay me. And A-Rod is out on this one, and I'll tell you why in about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, first of all, A-Rod is out for this one because, as everyone knows, it is March Madness. It is March 21st. The tournament started today, and Kentucky is playing. And he went in the group text to us. He's like, boys, I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to be way too distracted. I can't be on the pod tonight. It's like, I can't even be mad at that. I can't even be mad at that.
Can't be mad at this.
No.
It's March Madness, you know.
No, I get it. But how about that footage, that audio from last night's game? Just an absolute, it just got choppled. It got completely crazy. Choppled.
Crazy. Like,
yeah, so let's just jump right in and get this murder scene laid out. It was like a CSI Toronto. Mm-hmm.
That's why I was when you're in the jungle, rest in peace, pick that line, stay low and keep firing. I was like, man, nobody paints a picture like this dude, man. He's crazy.
Oh, man. Well, all right, so Raptors ended the game with only 89 points, while Sacramento 123 to 89. Mm-hmm, give me one word. Give me your vibe. Is it just give me the evidence of this murder, Max?
It was a layup line,
man.
That's what Sacramento was doing. It was just like they are in playoff. They're in playoff mode. Like they're in a tight race in the West.
Yes,
they got teams in front of them, teams behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a real log jam right there from like 6th all the way down to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so, boom, they're looking at the Raptors like fool. You know, they came and they was like, oh, yeah, we got this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a free game, boys. Let's just take them out early.
As they should. Right?
Yes,
as they
yeah.
should. I mean, they're the better team. I was saying to myself, I'm like, this was true evidence of a team that is built to win now, that is good enough to win right now.
Right
to
now.
A team
not
that
playing
is
around.
No.
They and said, yo, we're not taking no L to no bullshit Raptors. Get the fuck out the way.
Yeah. They beat the team they should beat and beat them bad, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to completely agree with you. That was my thing. It was like, and Toronto just looked like the team that's developing for the future. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, that doesn't give two shits about a win right now. They care, but they can't. They can't. Yeah, they just can't actually win in a game like that.
Like yeah, you're just looking to see who might stay on the roster. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we'll get into that. My word is it's they got choppled.
They got completely choppled.
And the reason I say they got choppled is like when Choppo was on top of his game before he got extradited, I mean, nobody could touch him.
Nobody could touch him.
And if you tried to go on any piece of land, any of Choppo's game, you got dealt with and got dealt with quickly. And that's what happened last night. Sacramento came in to our block and set up shop. Sent everybody packing, took everything we had, even took our lunch money, took our lunch pails, took our hats, took our underwear, took our socks, everything, and just left. And just left us buck naked on the street, just wondering what the hell happened. And, got choppled right there. So, game over. There's nothing more you can say, man. Like, I'm not even mad. It's like they've lost 12 of the last, I think it's 13 or 11 of the last 12. I don't even know what it is, but... I'm honestly ready for this season to be done with. I'm ready for it to, you know, to move on. Let's see the youngsters prove to who can stay on this roster next year. You just touched on that, and I fully agree with you.
The season is fully over, you know, like we're just riding it out. It looks like the, we look at the 905, we look at the Raptors 905.
Because we right are. Now.
And that's just what it is. Teams see us and their eyes open up wide. We might not win a game the rest of the season.
But we might not win a game for the rest of the season.
But to continue your Chapo metaphor.
Yeah.
Chapo got locked down, but he had that tunnel.
Oh, man. We had an episode, you and me, the first one we did together called the Chapo Tunnels. Yeah.
Chapo got locked down, but he had that tunnel. And our tunnel is the draft picks.
Yes.
And our ability to pick talent. Like, you just look, you look all over the league and you see former Raptors because, like, we are like the league's farm system. Like, people just wait for us to develop a cat and then snatch him up. I mean, that's what the league does with the Raptors, bro.
Well said. I like what you just did right there. You just say, yeah, it looks rough. We were locked up. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not winning any games from mm-hmm. the cell, but we got the tunnel. We got the tunnel that you can't see.
And it looks like we're down. Mm-hmm. But we're not really down.
I love that. That's good, man. I like that. That was some science right there. Well, to go specifically into this game, Sabonis, once again, what a monster he is. He got another triple double, 13, 10, and 17. He's playing like his pops. He's playing hard. I love his heart. Mm-hmm. And De'Aaron Fox looks real nice. Malik Monk done. Yep. Mm-hmm. He's doing what he's supposed to do, hitting shots. And they just look good. They look cohesive. They look together, and they look ready to win. And I'm not gonna lie. I have, you know, Raptors obviously top squad. You know, this Raptors podcast. But I have my other favorite teams, and that's Indiana, and the Grizzlies. And Sacramento. That's my four teams. And I root hard for those teams. And I love to see them do well. Keegan looks nice, a little soft, but nice.
It looks like Monk is taking a little bit of Keegan's shine lately. Hopefully Keegan can get more aggressive. But Monk is giving me Brown vibes when the Nuggets won.
Yeah.
He's giving me those vibes. Every team that wins needs a guy like that, right?
Yes.
That'll pop up and give you like 22 out of nowhere. You know?
Yeah.
We had everyone locked down, but this guy scored 22 and we lost the game. Like, you need a guy like that to win a championship.
And he's a bit of a vet too. So he's gonna be that guy too that's gonna be
in his contract season. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of spunk, mm-hmm. you know. Plus with the contract season on top of that, plus being on a good team. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good vibes around Sacramento.
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet you those guys in Vegas are watching Sacramento real hard.
Real hard, man. Mm-hmm. Well, let's jump on the other side then. The Raptors, the young boys last night. It was good to see all the young guys get a little run. My eye's still on Ramsey.
Okay. I would love him to do a nice little layup.
Yeah, man. I'd love to see he's Ramsey. Quick. You can see he's quick. He's strong. He's mm-hmm. got, again, I love guys with a lot of heart. You can tell he's got a lot of heart. And he's out there. He's just playing for his life right now. And I like to see it.
I like that he's in NBA shape already.
He is. That's
very encouraging.
Yeah. He's solid. He can score. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else? Was there anything else that stuck out from this one for me? It was just, you know what? Not really. It was just seeing the young guys who can take care of their minutes and show something. And you know, that's just going to be the rest of the season. So they have to know that you're playing to be here next year, to be on that rotation. So let's see what happens. But that's it. I want to get out of there. Cause you know what? Rest of the games are going to be like this. You know, these are.
Yes.
So kudos to Sacramento for doing what you should have done. So I thank you. Actually, thank you, Sacramento. Keep this up. I'd like you to come out of the West. All right, so I got a question for you. Do you know anybody, Max, who's got, you know, when you start to get a little older and you start to get a little pain that's like, where did this come from? Have you ever had any of that type of pain?
We was just talking about that. Yeah, they just sort of pop up out of nowhere, you know?
Just
a little ache in the shoulder, a little ache in the back, you know?
Yeah, that's that pain when you were younger that just is like you never had. It's like, how come the top of my calf hurts right now? Why does my heel hurt? How come my ear hurts? Like, this stuff never hurt when I was younger. Like, what is going on? So that got me thinking. I'm like, maybe there's a spot we can go, both of us can go to, that maybe some anti-aging creams, or maybe
Hey.
some just some, back to the future, sort of vibe, that we can just jump
Part
in a
two.
time machine. Yeah, part two, deuce. Is there anywhere you could think of that possibly, has those time machines?
I know a spot.
What's the
Popeye
spot?
supplements.
Oh boy,
Popeye
Popeyes, you're right.
supplements.
Popeye's time machine. Boom, that's what we need. So, anyways, for all your getting older and don't want to get older vibes, go to Popeye Supplements and ask the guys or the girls at the front desk, and they will be happy to help you out. And with that being said, you know what that means. This is another edition of This or
That.
Indeed, brought to you by Popeye Supplements. All right, with A-Rod out, I got one in here that was straight for A-Rod, but we're gonna kill this one. So this is gonna stay in Sacramento. So Sacramento had a big trade, which has brought them to the point they're at right now. But I want to get your opinion on that trade, the Tyrese Haliburton trade for Domantas Sabonis. If
Okay.
you were the GM, if you could choose one of the two to be your corner piece of your organization, who are you going to take? Tyrese Haliburton or Sabonis? I
Ooh-wee.
know. I
This
know.
is a tough one.
Sabonis, he's got that lineage, he's got that his dad's blood, but then there's Tyrese, who's just Tyrese is special. So
Tyrese is special.
who you
But
got?
I'm gonna go with Sabonis
Oh, boy.
because Sabonis is one of the players in the league that I watch and I root for. I remember when he was a rookie and I said, "Oh, snap, Sabonis' son is in the league."
OKC, right? Was he OKC rookie?
Indiana.
Oh,
He started
right.
in Indiana.
Okay. Oh, right. And then yes.
And it was quiet, but he had skills. Like, you could tell he had like all the skills. It's just he was trying to figure out, like, he was trying to find a way to get in where he fit in. He didn't have that yet. But I just sort of said, okay, I'm gonna roll the dice on this cat. His pops was nice, and I'm gonna just bet that this cat's nice too. And boom, he went to Sacramento. He turned into an all-star, and things are looking up. If he was a stock price, I'd be making a whole lot of money right now. And so I'm gonna keep riding that stock. Pause.
Yeah, you should have got in early on the
Sabonis.
Sabonis stock. Yes.
You should have got in early, man. I got in real early. I'm up.
You're up, man. Well, Tyrese, too, though. That's a tough one. I know. This is a tough one. This is a real tough one because,
I mean, Tyrese is the point guard. He's the assist. I mean, he's leading the league in assists.
Well, let's look. The way I'm going to do it, I'm going to look at it with how they're affecting their teams, and how where are their teams at, and who else is around them that could be taking a bit of that, giving a bit more help. And I look at Sacramento. I do think Sabonis has got more help than Tyrese does. I think that's for certain. I think that's why they went out and got Pascal from us. But at the same time, I just Tyrese, when he's fully healthy, he is an absolute. He is so special. He is just
Nice.
so special, and he's just
Really,
got
really
a.
nice.
He's just got a feel for the game that, I love to see, and is great for the NBA. He's looking to pass. He wants to get everybody else better. He's the type of guy we were talking about before. He can make Jud Bushler look good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's the type
And
of
he's
guy.
he can He's like a Paul George. He's like better than what Paul George can be at his peak because of the facilitating, you know what I mean?
And
And his 3-point game is amazing.
I know he's got like a weird hook in his shot. You notice
Yeah,
it's a push.
it's
There's a
got a
push.
weird shot, but we've been seeing Indiana with players with weird shots that we're used to that because
Yeah,
Reggie
that's
had a
so
weird
true.
shot
That's so true.
and it was wet. You know, it
Yeah,
didn't look like it was
man.
going in, but it was wet every time.
He's in my top five of my favorite players of all time, Reggie Miller,
Yeah,
man.
Reggie was amazing.
Yeah. But, so I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna go with Tyrese. I'm gonna go with Tyrese. I'm gonna make this a tie. I love Sabonis. I love Sabonis's heart.
Yeah, man. Sabonis, that dude.
He is that dude. And you know what? I think he fits. He fits Sacramento. I think it's a perfect.
Like
I
was saying, like,
spot.
Look, he was trying to get in where he fit in. Shout out to Too Short. And when he hit Sacramento, it was just like boom,
boom. Yeah, I remember people like, oh, they shouldn't have done that. I remember Sacramento at the time when they made that trade. They were so mad. Most of their fan base was just like, no, no, no. What have we done?
Because he didn't have any rep yet. He was just kind of this dude with some skills, but, you know, no reputation.
Now look at him. He's almost averaging a triple-double.
Yes, sir. He's known on the block.
Yeah, he is. All right, cool. So that one ends with a tie. All right, so we're going to do a draft now. So if you had to draft a point guard, I'm going to do 2 point guards from Sacramento. Who's going to run your point on your Brampton team, okay? So who do you got? We got first up, De'Aaron Fox, their current point guard. De'Aaron Fox. Or a little old school here, Mitch Richmond. So you got the Brampton team needing a PG, a point guard. Who are you gonna run the team? Mitch Richmond or De'Aaron Fox? Who do you got?
I'm going with Mitch Richmond.
Man, I love that pick.
Because when the thugs in the crowd start making up noise and threatening the players, he'll know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, like all that extracurricular stuff, not a problem for a player like Mitch Richmond. You know, he's from that era. It's light work.
He'll fight you.
Whatever he needs to do. These guys are from an era where they had like 3 or 4 different things they could have done for a living. Like, everybody was highly skilled in that era. Like, I could have been a pilot in the Air Force. I could have been a race car driver, but I'm in the NBA. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has a story like that from his era.
He looks like the type of dude too that just was killing guys in the bus at cards at the back of the bus, just taking everybody's money.
Everybody's money. Doesn't he? Laughing, he looks like, just laughing the whole time.
Like, let me have that, and I'll take that. CIX.
Mitch Richmond's one of those guys. You grow up hard, but you get to a point where you get the fruits of your labor. You get the benefit off of all that hard upbringing.
And he was nice. Mitch Richmond was nice.
He was like a PJ Tucker with skills. PJ Tucker with he was nice, you know?
Yeah.
That's what Mitch Richmond was, you know?
Tough as hell, tough as nails. Tough as hell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't give a fuck. Yeah. De'Aaron Fox, but because I'm with you, I'm picking Mitch Richmond as well. But I like De'Aaron Fox. I like what he did.
Of course, De'Aaron Fox is a gangster.
He showed me a lot in that last playoff series against Golden State where they almost pulled it out right there.
He grew up right there.
You can see the hair come out of his chest right there.
He didn't back down from Draymond. Draymond tried to scare him.
Nope.
You know?
Nope.
And he wasn't scared.
Nope.
All that growling. Shut up with all that growling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then, you know, when he plays through injuries.
Yeah,
he's tough too.
Not afraid to take the big shot.
No, not at all. And hit them. He's not afraid, and then he hits them. Yep. So, you know, it is tough, but I'm with you on the fact that if I'm going to run my team right off the jump, I need that toughness. That if the crowd starts to get out of control there in Brampton, we'll send Mitch up there just to set him straight. You know what I mean? Like, Mitch, get up there. Hey, come on. So,
Talk to your folks.
Talk to your book. All right, so that's a win for Mitch Richmond. I like it. I like it. All right. Next, we have a fight. And, we're going to go with two former Sacramento Kings. More so from our era, actually. Well, a little bit, not our era, a little bit after, but not too old school. So, first of all, we got Travis Outlaw. Now, I have to tell you something, Travis Outlaw. His full name, I didn't know his full name plus his nickname. His full name is Travis Marquez Bonesaw Outlaw.
Whoa.
That was one of the hardest names I've ever seen. Travis Marquez Bonesaw Outlaw.
Outlaw.
Man.
Wow.
First, so we got Travis Outlaw. We'll just say we got Bonesaw in this corner against Mike Bibby, but not Mike Bibby from the young era with the headband. I'm talking Mike Bibby retired now on steroids.
Oh, snap. I forgot Mike Bibby got these. I forgot about that. Out here looking like Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we got these steroid up Mike Bibby versus Bonesaw.
For sure. That's that EDO. Balco, Braun, everything. That's that Braun Canseco right there. Oh,
yeah, that's Netflix specials and chicken. Yeah, that's sweet
Rambo.
Potatoes.
That's Sylvester Stallone's doing another Rambo movie.
Yeah, gotta get right in 6 months. All right, we got
shout
what you need.
That get ripped in like 3 weeks.
Like 3 weeks.
Ryan Gosling,
Michael B. Jordan.
B. Jordan, these guys.
Like, I don't believe you.
There's no so funny because we all know what the deal is. You know what I'm saying?
Because then the moment the movie's done, they show up to their premiere. They're just fluffy. Fluffy. Look like could just packed full of creatine that's just exerting out of their nose now. Like, oh, man.
You're all right. Fucking flabby.
Yeah, exactly. So we got Bonesaw versus Diesel Bibby. So retired Bibby. So who do you got? Bibby or Outlaw?
I'm going with Big Bone Bibby. Jordan champ, and all the sneakerheads out there, they know about Bibby's a legend in the sneaker world with his PE collection and stuff. So, yeah, Bibby's an OG. Bibby's a gangster. Yeah. Bibby's like, I think he was the first one to wear the foam posits. I mean, very historic player.
I liked Bibby when he was, you know, old school Bibby when he played with the headband, the young Bibby. Yeah. Skinny
like, Bibby's one of those players we watched in college, and then we watched in the NBA. We're from that era, you know.
Yeah, and we all rooted for him.
For sure.
Travis Outlaw, though. So you're going with Bibby.
Travis Outlaw was one of those cats that, you know, he worked his way into the league. He reminds me of that dude from Indiana. His last name was Workman.
Hayward Workman.
Remember that point guard, Hayward Workman.
Yeah,
and he's one of those. Yeah, those guys come from the bottom. Avery Johnson was another one of those type of players, you know.
This was like he was like a lesser skilled Pascal Siakam. Remember, because he would
perfect.
He was running up and down the court just constantly. Look at Outlaw! Just look at Outlaw! Look at him! But he couldn't hit Outlaw, the bucket.
Yeah, Outlaw in today's game might be pretty good because you know they'd coach him up.
Yeah, and he has that length and that fitness. Yeah.
He had the right size, but man.
Wrong era. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we're both Bibby then, because I'm going with Bibby, retired Bibby as well. Because,
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He's on everything, right? He just said, fuck it. I'm going on everything. And I'm going to eat up everything as well. And my wife's going to have to deal with it. So, and that's that. All right. Cool. So, that's 2-0 for. For that. All right, cool. This one here, this one's going to be fun. All right, who do you think partied more in their time in Sacramento?
Okay.
All right, it doesn't even have to be in Sacramento, just in general, all right? But from their Sacramento days, we'll go Hedo Turkoglu. All right, Hedo Turkoglu with his blonde hair and couldn't speak a lick English, came in and just supposedly he was...
at halftime.
That's it, yeah. Or Tristan Thompson, Brampton's own Tristan Thompson. Who do you think partied more in their NBA career? Hedo Turkoglu?
Hedo.
Or Tristan Brampton Thompson Kardashian?
Hedo is Greek, right?
Hmm?
Hedo is Greek?
No, he's you know what? I can't remember now.
I can't remember now.
I do remember
when he came to Toronto, they were worried that he was going to be partying too much and not focused on basketball. I was like, damn. He goes hard like that.
And he did party like that though.
Oh, of course, right away. Like
he's from Turkey. That's right. He's Michael Jordan from Turkey. He's like Michael Jordan in Turkey. That's right. I knew that. Yeah, he's from Turkey.
Okay. Yeah. So boom. And the other cat. Who's the other cat?
Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude was at Illuminati parties with the Kardashians and stuff. Like,
that's
this
what I'm
dude,
saying.
He was at those secret parties, like, you know what I mean?
Diddy parties, man.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, he bagged Shorty at a wedding, right? So oh, come on, man. Like, this dude is wild.
Yeah. He's the Jordan Turkish Jordan. I'm gonna go with
Tristan Thompson because he wasn't also. He was also in that Drake video where it was just like 1,000 girls and just them two.
Yeah.
It was a horrible video, but man, I would have loved to be on that set.
Oh yeah. Okay. Cool.
I would have loved to be on that set.
Yeah.
He's a party dude. He's got to have the wildest parties.
For sure. For sure.
What you got, like 7 baby mamas? Like, he's got to have like the wildest parties.
When 7 is known, that means there's 12 or 13. I've learned that through my 43 years of talking to OG dads who have some stuff going on. They're like, well, actually. okay. So yeah, for me, so you're going with Tristan.
Yeah.
For me, yeah. When he came to Toronto, I heard a lot of stories. He liked his wine, he liked his clubs, he liked his dance DJs, he liked to go out and party with whoever would like to come with him and
whatever kind of girls you like, we got him.
Yeah, yeah. And then you know, he just got lazy and blah blah blah. But you know what? I think that he still held it together, he's still married to his lady. And this guy, Tristan, is just, he can't hold it together. You know what I mean?
He like, can't hold it together.
No, he can't. He just has this switch in him. You can just tell. And I've been there. I've been there. I understand, Tristan.
When you got the LeBron safety net, how are you going to be responsible? How are you going to learn to be responsible?
Exactly. And it just seems that he hasn't. So it's so I'm going with Tristan as well. I could say a lot more, but he is from Canada. And
and he's off suspension. I seen him playing just the other night.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a quick 20 games.
Quick 20 games. You know, maybe LeBron put a good word for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, cut 5 days off of that.
I wonder if those steroids are still in him. I wonder if he's still feeling okay. That's funny. Yeah, that's right. I did see him play the other day. He's in Cleveland now.
Yeah, he's in Cleveland.
All right, so Tristan wins that one for sure. He parties too much. Now, we're just going to get to some shout-outs as I was going through the rosters. One guy that really stuck out to me, that always kind of stuck out to me, former Sacramento King, is Tyreke Evans. Always had a...
Okay.
Yeah, Tyreke, he could ball, man. He could hoop, and he loved to hoop. Yeah, you remember Tyreke?
I remember Tyreke. He reminded me of Jimmy Jackson.
Yeah, remember Jimmy nice Jackson? Comparison. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Real nice. Never became like a big, big star.
No.
Desmond Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies, for you youngins that don't really know what this guy was playing like back in the day. Yeah, just real solid, real skilled.
Bucket getter.
You'd love to, like, he'd be one of your first picks if you were at Rucker Park. Like, oh,
yeah, my for team. Sure. Yeah, yeah, right away. Yeah, so shout out Tyreke Evans. And another Canadian right here. Shout out to the Sacramento Kings for giving him a chance, Slim Buller.
I'm not familiar with Slim Buller.
He is from Toronto, my friend, and he is Indian descent from Toronto. He's like 9 foot 1,000, and he's like 6,000 pounds. Big boy. Look at this.
Look at that.
Huge. And Sacramento gave him a chance. Canadian kid. He played for he came up the ranks as a young Canadian stud. You know, he didn't have to jump, didn't have to do much. But Sacramento took a chance on him, and it's just he couldn't move the way that you have to, and he was just too big. You know what I mean? He couldn't move very well. But the kid had some skill. Kid still has some skill. But shout out to Sacramento for giving him a chance because
yes.
And I just noticed this picture. Look at that farmer stand, man. Like,
that's a hay baler right there.
Jeez, man. Slim, get outside, man. Anyways, Slim Buller, we salute you. And the last shout out is to, actually, two more. We have one here is Royce White. Royce White, I want to mention, is that he came in and it was around the time when no one was really talking about mental illness, and he was dealing with some stuff, and he was a high draft pick, and he came in and he had it all started with his fear of flying, and he didn't want to
fly. That dude, I remember that dude.
Yeah, and he didn't want to fly anywhere, and then it just escalated from there. And I do want to give a shout out to him because he took that and outside of basketball and started to help people and you know, other people who are dealing with that, and showed, you mm-hmm. know, used his platform in a positive way. And so, you know, he was very talented, very skilled basketball player, but at the same time, you know, skilled mentally too, even though some people will call it, you know, a fault mental illness. Well, sometimes a mental illness can be a positive, and he's using that, you know, now.
For sure. Rest in peace to John Madden too, who was afraid of flying and had his bus, the Madden bus.
That's right. And
it became like a big deal. It became like a phenomenon.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And last one, Maurice Taylor. I just want to give, since it's the March Madness, talking Michigan and Michigan not in the tournament, but Maurice Taylor, man, I saw his name pop up. I'm like, oh, man, I remember him on the Clippers.
Yep, I remember him on the Clippers. I remember him in college, too.
Yeah. He played with, did he play with Quentin Richardson and D. Miles on the Clippers? Was he on that team? I can't remember. I think he was. Anyways, there's a career that didn't really do too much, but he was still nice.
He was one of those players that was nice, just never really.
Yeah.
But yeah, like there's lots of cats like that, man.
And that's the thing. Like, that's the one thing I've learned with this podcast is going through every team and their whole entire roster is you see a mm-hmm. lot of players where it's like, oh yeah, I remember him, and then it's like, yep. he was only in the league two years,
mm-hmm.
and just disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Disappeared, but for like half a season, you thought, hey, this might be the next one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, that was another edition of This or
That,
brought to you by Popeye's Supplements. If you need a time machine, they just might have one to bring you just back might. In time. All right, cool. Let's go around the NBA real quick. We only have a few minutes. The G League Ignite, it was just announced today that it's shutting down. They're shutting it down. It's done.
That's something.
Just like that. Yeah.
Is it because they won a game in that Young Stars mini tournament? Were they not supposed to win that game?
Probably, yeah. No, I don't know.
Because the finals was a G League Unite versus some of the NBA Young Stars. I don't know.
I mean, you can't really look. I can't look at it like the decisions made that, you know, the guys that are coming out aren't good, because, you know, the Thompson twins came out. They're nice. Jalen Green came out. He's nice.
He's nice.
So, you know, so it's not that, you know.
I don't understand what, like, why it's got to be the politics with the NCAA. That's got to be what it is, bro.
100%. Yeah.
It's hurting the NCAA too much.
Probably, like, yeah.
The last draft, I think three of the top five were from, like, the G League or Night or something like that.
The thing is,
when I heard that, I was like, whoa. And then the next thing you know, they're cutting it off.
Yeah. And I don't fully understand the process. Like, can you leave high school, graduate high school, not go to college and just go to the G League Ignite, play a year, and then get drafted?
That's what it's for.
Okay, so then I don't see anything wrong with that, because there's going to be just some kids who just cannot get into school. Because it's not just because of what's going on upstairs in their mind. It's just circumstance in life, mm-hmm. where it's mm-hmm. just you might have the smarts to be able to pass that SAT or however they do it down there. But just some circumstance of your living situation, how your life is that it's just mm-hmm. it just is impossible for this to happen. And at least
it seemed like they cared about that and they were reaching out for that. But now it seems like the power has swung back to the NCAA, and it's got to be the NCAA, because look at all the success they're having. You see what I'm saying?
And
that's why they stopped it. It's not because they weren't successful. It was they were too successful.
They want the whole cake.
They were too successful. It worked too well.
Well, I hope there's just another option for some of these kids, like I said, who can't make it to that next step after high school for some circumstance, that will be able
it's
to
rough
have an option.
Because, you know, the league is trying to go international.
Yeah.
And that might be another part of it, too. Maybe they just don't want these type of players.
Yeah, I heard those. They want a team down in Mexico, which would be absolutely crazy, man. Imagine they were going to a team into Mexico.
Oh, my
goodness. Okay.
You're going to have, that's going to cost extra money to get the protection.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And then if there's some kind of war and things change, I mean.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine.
Renegotiation. Goodness. What if they don't want to negotiate? It's crazy.
Yeah. You just need Andrew Nahara to just, you know, hold it down and make sure everything's straight on the street. Speaking of El Chapo, just hold it down, make sure everything's clean and everything doesn't head the wrong way. NBA betting.
You might have to even put a call into the CIA. Say, hey,
imagine,
come talk to your people down here. Make sure we all right.
It would be so serious. If Adam Silver and the CIA having calls, like, are we going to be good? Are we going to be good if we do this? Because we're going to go. We're going to Mexico. We're going to Juarez, and we're going to put a team in Juarez, all right? Are we straight? Are we good? And they're not even going to bring the players across, going across. They're going to go through tunnels to get to the game. That would be so crazy.
That would be crazy.
Oh, man. Anyways, last one, NBA betting. So I don't know if I misread this. It was just quickly my eyes caught something, and I was like, okay, I hate the NBA betting anyways. And I don't know. I was going to ask A-Rod, but I don't know if you know. Is it true that there's now NBA, or did you mention this before, but that it's now within the game on the screen, there's gambling now?
Yeah, I guess it was some kind of preview that I caught. You know when you touch your YouTube screen and it can give you the options to share save it to a playlist or whatever? On the NBA League Pass, when you touch the screen, it gives you options for different streams, languages, odds, bet.
Oh,
I
no.
I said, damn, right on the screen? I can bet right on the screen? I don't even gamble. But it's like they really, really try to get these cats your last dollar.
Oh, I don't like that.
Cease.
I don't like that. That's too easy.
That's a little crazy. And then I heard the story just the other day about them putting the gambling ability right on the NBA League Pass.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a bit too much. That's my opinion of it. I think that's too much because when you make it that too easy. Because have you seen those Google glasses? I think it's Google or I can't remember if it's Google or Apple, but I saw a presentation of it.
Facebook and Apple have the glasses.
So there's like it showed how a guy who is into sports and gambling, how it would look to them, right? Remember Minority Report? It was like that. He was looking around. He had the one game playing over here.
Yeah.
He had another game playing over here.
That's the Apple one.
And then he's got the gambling right here. It's like, oh, my God.
And those motherfuckers watched Minority Report when they fucking designed that Apple
100%.
Vision.
100%.
Because when I seen the demo, I was like, oh, I've seen this before. This is like a 90s movie, a futuristic 90s movie. This is exactly what it looks like.
No, was it Tom Cruise in Minority Report? Who was it?
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Okay. Yeah.
He's been in a lot of movies, man. Sometimes you get confused.
Yeah, I was thinking Vanilla Sky. But the and the thing is like this is going to be awful because you're going to have some of these sports gamblers who are going to just be like stank and haven't showered for weeks up in their room just like just looking at nothing with VR goggles on just buck naked just betting on the Kings. On the Kings.
It's true. It's going to be just like Pookie but with the gambling instead, you know.
Yeah.
And like it's going to be like you know how it's so easy to turn into an alcoholic out here. Into an alcoholic, kids. No. Once you it's worse than being a crackhead because it's so cheap and it's so available and it's so easy to turn into a complete lick. You know,
and destroy your life, man.
We all seen alcoholics. They are toasted.
I have some in my family, man. It's awful.
And it's like being handicapped. You know,
100%. Yeah. And that's what gambling will do to you too. Addiction of gambling.
That's what they're trying to make gambling that available, where you can just always get that $2 bet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can always get your fix.
I remember that when COVID first hit. talk about alcoholics, and they shut down everything. And I think it was the next day they were like, "Well, we can't shut down the liquor stores."
Yeah, yeah, like they shut down the gym, any place you can get healthy, but they kept the dispensaries and the liquor stores open. For and it was sure. just like, "Bro, are they trying to kill us? What are they doing?
Are they
right
trying
now?
To kill us?
What are they doing right
oh,
now?
Oh man, go get a pack of Belmonts and some JD.
You can't work out at the gym, but you can go to the liquor store."
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Shout out to, I'm not going to name the gym, I'm not going to name names, but shout out to my gym that had me go through the back door, man. All through COVID. Thank you. Saved my life, man. Saved my life. Yeah, it was back door.
Power to the people. Power
yeah,
to the
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. The best. The best. Yeah, there was a select few that we had the back door key, man. It was the best. All right, so I guess that's enough for that. But so next up, we got OKC in Toronto tomorrow night, which is Friday night at 7 p.m. We have Shea. We could just say this. Who do you got for MVP? Speaking of Shea, who do you have for MVP so far?
At the beginning of the season, I had Devin Booker.
Yeah,
and then Booker. Just a couple weeks ago, I had Luka.
Mm.
But now, listening to these ESPN guys and these Fox guys, it sounds like it's going to be the Joker.
Yeah, I think so too. I want Shea. I really would love to see Shea get it. I think the only chance is if he can. I don't know. We'll see. But I'd really like to see Shea. But I think Joker's gonna get it too.
I think Shea would have to drop, like, he would have to go on like a Kobe run. Remember when Kobe caught the case?
Yep.
He'd have to yes. do one of those.
He's gotta get rape numbers, man. Utah rape numbers. That's awful. That's the truth, man. He was on fire. Rest in peace, Kobe. But you know you
Rest
were,
in peace,
man.
Kobe. He was pissed off. He was killing boys.
Whoa, man! It changed the game after
life.
That. He really
he
was.
Life.
No one could stop him. No one could stop him. The refs weren't even fucking with him either. Like they're letting him foul guys.
I swear to God, it's the only time I ever thought, man, this dude might get Jordan. He might catch Jordan.
Right?
That was the only rape time in my whole life where I was like, yo, slow down.
That's so true. I 100%. I remember watching, like, oh my God.
God.
Is he as good as Jordan? This is crazy.
Yep.
He was running away
rest
from
in
a
peace,
rape.
Man.
Yeah.
That was
man.
Amazing what he did right
oh,
there.
Oh, amazing.
Very, just very amazing. Tense times.
Very tense times. He had such a serious face on, too. He was just killing guys, murdering everybody. And he didn't smile while he was doing it. He was just killing people. Man, rest in peace, Kobe. You're a legend, buddy. Legend. All right. So, is there anything else you want to? Anything else has popped up you want to drop off before we get out of here?
I'm just waiting for the playoffs. I'm noticing a lot of players are sitting out, man. It's weird.
It's a terrible time of year for, especially for the teams that. I heard a good comparison. A lot of people, not to get into politics, but I heard one of the political podcasts, we'll go off on this, we'll end with this, is that one of the political podcasts that I listened to, they were talking about Trump going for it again right now, right? And one of the writers, he's been going to some of his rallies and everything, mm-hmm. and he compared this run to like a baseball team currently right now, the Trump right now, mm-hmm. is like a baseball team that used to be new and was the new fresh thing and everybody was hopping on them and they were just like, oh, that was the team, right? Now mm-hmm. it's kind of like they're not making the playoffs. It's getting a little old. It's the eighth inning. They're already out of the playoffs. So the fans are getting a little tired of it. That was his vibe that he's catching from people out on the streets now. I don't know if it's true. I don't know, but that's kind of where I'm at with the Raptors right now. It's like, okay, I just kind of want this season to end right now because mm-hmm. I've kind of seen this before and it's just kind of, it's going to hurt, right? It's going to hurt. It's going to be pretty painful, some of these games. So keep your head up, fans. It's just like Max said earlier, we may be in the cell right now like Chapo, but those tunnels have been made. So there's a bright future.
Bright future.
Absolutely bright future. So on that note, let's get out of here. This was another Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor podcast, and I'm your host, Mr. L Hoopo, the H-O-O-P-O. And of course, with Max P, you better pay me. And A-Rod, he wasn't here because Kentucky was playing, and God, I hope Kentucky won that game, man. So A-Rod, here's a salute from me to you, and a salute from Max P as well. Subscribe and hit like, you bitch, yo.